Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. net farm income in 2021. However, under current policies, farm income could drop again in 2022 as government payments decline and production expenses rise. That's according to the September University of Missouri Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute September Baseline Report. In 2022, the university predicts net farm income will decline by $23 billion and net cash incomes fall even more sharply. Reduced government payments and higher production expenses explain the decline, as there's little net change in farm receipts. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey now has a look at the National Weather Service outlook for late September.
Certainly looks like it's going to be almost summer-like for the central and eastern United States. Very high likelihood of above normal temperatures. However, the cool weather that's going to be getting established in the Northwest later this week looks like it will stick around and even expand a bit as we move to September 21st through the 27th, with below normal temperatures expected in California, the Great Basin, and the Northwest. In terms of precipitation, much of the western half of the country expecting near or below normal precipitation from September 21st through the 27th. The lone exception will be the Pacific Northwest, where we will see above normal amounts.
The drought of 2021 left many ranchers short of feed, both grazing forage and hay. A great option for spring grazing or hay production is winter cereals. Miranda Meehan, the North Dakota State University Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist, says establishing a winter cereal for grazing next spring will allow producers to delay pasture turnout, giving drought-stressed pastures more time to recover. She adds many pastures were overgrazed due to decreased forage production this year, and producers may see delayed growth and decreased production in 2022. Researchers are one step closer to a workable vaccine for African swine fever. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
A vaccine for African swine fever? Not yet, but there is work going on in Vietnam that has produced
our most promising vaccine to date.
Dr. Jeff Silverstein with the USDA's Ag Research Service says a company in Vietnam working with U.S. researchers has come up with a vaccine which has performed well in lab tests so far, and the company has recently gotten approval for field tests in Vietnam.
If the field studies go well, there could be a commercial vaccine in Vietnam in possibly the first half of 2022.
In Vietnam, but Dr. Jack Shearer with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the lab tests in Vietnam are not up to U.S. requirements. Those tests would have to be done again, then field tests would have to be conducted. And so Dr. Shearer says don't expect an African swine fever vaccine here for a while.
It's a two-year process for the most part. I think they could probably speed it up, but that's about the timing.
This is Inside Agriculture.